.com.
Good morning. It is 8:33. We are running a little bit behind, but that's okay. It's time now for our community connection, and it's brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home and Tall Grass Motors. On the telephone with us is Vice Mayor Alan Jensis. Good morning, sir.
Morning, Tom. How are you?
I'm positive that I'm negative, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, that means that, you know, I'm feeling pretty darn good, sunshine and everything else. But our town is doing okay, I guess, under the circumstances here with COVID-19. From your position as vice mayor, how do you feel we're doing? How are we getting along?
Well, I think we're doing pretty well. You know, people seem to be complying with the orders, that emergency orders that are in place. I know that our from the sales tax standpoint, we're still pretty good, but we haven't seen the impact from March yet. So I'm assuming that that'll change a little bit. I know that this has impacted some of the businesses, and so we're looking at possibly a phased approach about making some reductions in the overall restrictions, kind of having a pullback on some of the restrictions, and council will be considering that going forward. But I think for the most part, we're doing fairly well. I've looked at the numbers in the last few days. The numbers are down as far as the overall infection rate. In the last 5 days, it looks like we've had no additional deaths in Washington County, which is always a good news. Mm-hmm. So I think things are looking better. The big thing is that we keep our eye on the ball and make sure that the decisions we make going forward keep us safe, but also help move the economy along.
You know,
that's kind of what I'm seeing. What are you hearing around, Tom?
Well, yeah, I think compliance has been pretty good. I mean, have you had other than just maybe a handful of calls, folks complying business-wise with what needs to be done?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's been pretty good. As far as me individually, you hear kind of both sides. Some folks thought that maybe we should do more. Others thought that they would like us to do less. The council's been pretty responsive to that. We looked and worked through those kind of problems. The retail seems to be working out pretty well. I know that the economy as a whole is got some problems. But I think that maybe as the summer moves along, things will improve. As far as I can see, things look pretty good. The next challenge, and what we've been talking about for several weeks now, is that know how to possibly in a phased approach to step down some of these restrictions and see about getting a little bit more back to kind of whatever the new normal will be. Mm-hmm. And so I think council will be looking at that going forward, and hopefully all that will work out, and we'll continue to get good news on the numbers. So it looks like, also looks like statewide, that Governor Stitt is issued new amendments to his executive order. I haven't had a chance to look at those yet, but we'll have to look those over and see what he's doing. We take some of of course, he's the one that makes a bunch of these decisions, but we take our cues from some of the things that he's talking about. It looks like the amendment will do some additional shielding for healthcare workers from civil lawsuits, but I haven't had a chance to look at it. It looks like that just happened this morning.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Vice Mayor Alan Jensis here on Community Connection on K1, the one you trust. It is 8:38. Now, it just seems like, 5-6 weeks ago, the biggest problem we had was pickleball or no pickleball. You kind of miss those days?
Yeah, that would be a good thing to have if we have those kind of decisions to make. This is an historic time. Of course, everybody knows that I'm not sure the council's had to make these kind of decisions before. And when you run for council and get on the city council, you never think that we'll have a pandemic and these kind of decisions will have to be made. Fortunately, you know, all the decisions we made have been, and the governor's made, it's been on an emergency basis, so it's temporary. And, there will be light at the end of the tunnel, and these things will end. But, mm-hmm. Yeah, those days where we were just talking about what do we include in the budget and what we don't include in the budget. That was, I do kind of miss that those days. Mm-hmm. And kind of along those lines, there's still things going on. You know, the governor had a fairly lengthy list of essential business, so construction continues on different projects, at least in our state. And our Tower Center project is continuing. And if you haven't been down there, one of the things I do, I drive by there every day, kind of gets my mind off on some of these other things we're dealing with. But that's coming along very well. And our design committee, I believe it was just last week, days kind of running together for me, but we did, the design committee did come up with a design they're recommending to the council for the interactive water feature. And I think that the city will like it. It's something that's very accessible. It's artistic, but it's also something that everybody, I think, can relate to. And it'll be something for the kids to do once we get to the place where we can open that up, as well as have more large kind of gatherings. And so we should be hearing more about that. I know we have a council meeting set for in a couple of weeks.
May 4th, I think.
We may have a council meeting before then. If we do, we've got to see it, that we get that on the agenda so we can go ahead and move forward with that design becoming reality. It's going to be very